Adam Cincirillo, Indiana. First of all, I don't think you've raced here. How many times have you raced here?
Just once.
Okay, so I think every year we've had it, it's been muddy, wet. I think this track's pretty good. A sneaky, underrated place.
It's good. It's a lot like High Point a little bit to me, like how the ruts form. Super hooked and super hard, like once you get to the base of the ruts. And it's interesting here. It's so soft, and it's one of those tracks so muddy, like even to begin the day, even when it's, you know, hasn't rained, that the inside ruts become unrideable so quick. So it's like you move out farther and farther all day. And I thought they did a good job today kind of smoothing out some of the outsides to make them a little bit more even, open the track up a little bit. So I enjoyed it.
I'm not trying to start any controversy, but let's start some controversy. J-Mart wasn't too pumped on the move in the first moto. How'd you see it?
So basically we race. I went around the outside in the two corners before we were going through those rollers, and we were side by side, and I couldn't really see him in the rollers. We were side by side, and then I charged into the corner farther, and I went to the outside in the kind of the berm kind of faces, like it points to the inside, and I was you can look at every lap before that, I was going from the left side to the right side because I was hitting the right side of that straightaway, and he didn't check up at all, and I didn't check up at all, and it's just one of those deals. Like I never want to collide with somebody in there. I mean, you've seen that go bad so many. I mean, I could have easily been laying on the ground there. You know, if this was even this time last year, strength-wise, I probably would have been on the ground. So, well, it definitely wasn't intentional. It was just intensity. I wanted to get to the front, and I probably should have stayed a little bit farther outside, but, I mean, it happens.
Look, you won last week. Today you go 2-2. Osborne was the better guy, no doubt. But isn't it nice to, you know, have a day that was so-so and you went 2-2? I think if this race was 3 weeks ago, a month ago, you don't hang on to that 2-2, and maybe now?
Not. No, that second moto... that second moto 3 weeks ago would have been a fourth. Like, I was just – it's just a mentality thing for me, just coming here and being, like, mentally – like, you saw on the first moto, of course, they didn't show it on TV because they never show me on TV, but, I went to the front. I passed Zach and I passed J-Mart, you know, right away, and that's just been my mentality, you know, as the last few races have gone on. I've lost, like, the defensive – riding mentality, and we talked about it on the show on Monday. It's just that's made the difference for me. It's not fitness. It's not it's something I'm doing a lot different with my riding. I'm just making smarter decisions, and just my mindset's better.
How about Hurlings, bro?
Yeah,
hey, 100 bucks. Hey, bitch, 100 bucks.
Yeah, just
100 bucks.
Anyway, yeah.
You owe your dad 100 bucks over the win.
Yeah, well, I figured, so Jeffrey, I know Jeffrey. I have his number on WhatsApp. Like, I've talked to him a few times. Hung out with him one time at Mitch after the Charlotte last year. Super cool dude, but I think he had one day on the bike. He came here. He flew straight from Europe. One day on the bike. I knew Tomac wasn't going to beat him today because Tomac didn't care about that. I thought Mar for sure was going to go 1-1. So, I know how gnarly Hurlings is. I mean... There's no disrespect, but yeah, I mean, I just made a friendly little bet because Nick and my dad wanted to say that he was gonna win, and he killed it, man. He just took the American flag and just shit on it.
Yeah, he really did. Are you getting the flu at all or any kind of cough? The USGP is approaching. How are you feeling? Do we have anything sprained?
Actually, no. Like, actually, I really do have a sinus infection right now. Like,
He's out.
No, I swear, I have a sinus infection right now. But maybe I'll, get some nose spray, and I don't know. We'll see.
Last one, McGregor or Mayweather?
I gotta go with. I want to see McGregor win, but I mean, that's like me. I made this reference earlier. That's like me going to the woods and racing Caleb Russell. I mean, he's gonna kick my ass every time. So I mean, but. That being said, Mayweather does have everything to lose. So
Floyd's
lost before. He doesn't have an unblemished record. Yeah, the guy's pretty awesome the way he kind of promotes everything. So I don't know. We'll see. I think we're going to watch in the parking lot at the hotel tonight. So
sweet. Nice job today.
Thanks.